Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, the studio start out the 3 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour. Already 3:05. Huh?
It's 3:05.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving, Hawk.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jimmy, and all our listeners. We can play Hawk or Turkey today, Solana?
You say the word, Hawk. I'm ready to go. You just have to say the word, brother. You just have to say the word.
Yeah! And now...
Oh, my God.
It's
how bad
Turkey
that
or Hawk.
Who is that? Oh, that's Tommy.
A Hawk and Crowder show exclusive.
Wow, that has to be 7 or 8 years old. So great. Can't imagine why this game show didn't take off.
There's like one person on the text line begging for us to play every year.
He's so happy. Before we get into headlines, talk to Plagans, let me talk about Caneswear. I want to get some stuff out of the way here. And listen, the holiday shopping starts in earnest on Friday, and Caneswear in Davie is the place to be. So we've got some big sports coming up, starting with tomorrow night, and then you got the Canes on Saturday. Whether you're shopping for yourself or everyone on your list, Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com is the place to be. Everything from shirts and hats to shorts and jerseys, everything else in between. You can handle all your holiday shopping in one location, certainly for the sports fans on your list, Caneswear. And like I say, it's not just Canes stuff. They have plenty of Dolphins merchandise as well and Panthers merchandise as well. Caneswear will have you covered. So visit their store in Davie on University Drive. It's right next to La Spada's. Or you can shop online at caneswear.com. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane. Hopefully, after Saturday, they'll be focusing on the ACC championship game. But you got to get geared up. You head to Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or visit caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. It is the show before Thanksgiving, and we always like to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk with Plagans. We're going to talk with Don Bailey Jr. We'll give him some calls to work into the game on Saturday. He did two brilliant ones last Saturday. We played them yesterday. So let's begin this hour with headlines, and Alejandro Solana brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
forgot how tough some of these Hawker Turkey sounds were. I mean, honestly.
Are they tough?
Could you get this?
Ooh. Jimmy, is that hawk or turkey?
I'm going to say that's you.
That's an actual turkey.
That is an actual turkey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I do. Here's why the game show didn't have legs. There's only so many of these you can play. And so year after year, although listening to guys like Plagans or Aronde try to guess is fun.
It would be fun.
Just been bogged down with stuff. Give Jimmy another one.
Now that's you.
That was me.
Mm-hmm. That was indeed. You still got it, man. You still got it.
One more. That's, of course, me, Jimmy.
I could tell.
All right. Just check it.
All right, so here is your weekend schedule. It starts tomorrow. Who's going to be eating the turkey at around 11 o'clock at night on national TV? Is it going to be Jordan Love or is it going to be Tua Tagovailoa? We'll find out.
Do they do that for the night game?
They should. I don't know if they do, but they should.
I don't think so, because that's the CBS game. That's usually the Detroit game, right?
Yeah.
The first game, that's when the John Madden famously... You have the turkey leg and the turducken.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I want to see Tua with a turkey leg, even if it's like a Disney World turkey leg, which is really emu, we found out, famously.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. But I want to see Tua holding a turkey leg at some point, or Tyreek Hill grabbing a turkey leg after scoring a touchdown with a Lambo leap right into the crowd with a turkey leg.
I'm with you, Jack.
So that's tomorrow. We're going to be live Game Day Uncensored, me and Tobin, 4 to 8 p.m. live. We will be live.
Mike Cugno tweeting out right now, Tyus Bowser, Anthony Walker Jr., Kendall Fuller all ruled out for the game tomorrow.
Hmm. That's not great.
Nope.
I see Barry Jackson says, Teron Armstead practiced for the first time in 3 weeks today on a limited basis. Tyreek back at practice today, good to go. And then he says, likely third NFL appearance for Mo Kamara, the Dolphins' fifth-round pick, I believe. Fifth-round pick tomorrow. Right. Jalen Ramsey, good to go as well for the Dolphins. He's dealing with that knee injury, or both knees, I guess, are bothering him. I mean, they're as healthy. This is, what, week 12 of the NFL season, right, or week 13? Every team's dealing with injuries at this point, bro. I mean, yep. It's not really an excuse.
I feel like the Dolphins deal with it more, though. And maybe it's just because that's the team we're around. But I feel like the Dolphins and the Heat deal with injuries more than the average team. Although, you know what? I shouldn't say that because Giannis was out yesterday. Yeah. So
the Heat have been, for the most part, healthy this year compared to last year where they had...
Jimmy's missed a bunch of games, though, hasn't he?
Four games, yeah.
Yeah.
Four games.
I mean, there's only been like 13 or 14 of them.
Yeah, 14 games. Or 15. All right, so Dolphins tomorrow. They're 3-point dogs at Green Bay.
All right.
You got the Miami Hurricanes Saturday. They're going to be at Syracuse, regular season finale. Canes win. It's this simple. They win, they clinch a spot in the ACC title game.
All right. Very important.
If they don't, Hawk, it's going to be a bummer because you know they're going to end up playing like UF in the Fenway Bowl or some nonsense like that. It's going to be a bummer, a huge bummer.
So if they lose Saturday, they will not make the college football playoffs?
I don't think so. I don't think two ACC teams a two-loss ACC team is going to make it with the way all these people fawn over three-loss SEC schools. Oh, Alabama should be in, three losses.
Trust me, Alabama ain't going to be in.
I don't know. If it's up to three-loss Alabama or two-loss Miami, who do you think they're putting in the college football playoff?
It better not be Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think the
Canes. I'll ask DBJ. I don't know if he knows all the formatics of it, but I am curious. If they lose Saturday, is it impossible to get a college football playoff berth?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think so, because ACC champion is getting in for sure. I guess it would be,
right.
In that case, if Clemson wins, it would be Clemson, who has two losses, and then SMU in the title game, right? I think that's the most likely scenario.
And then, so what? Clemson goes in, or whoever wins goes in, obviously, because the ACC champion gets a berth. You think Clemson or SMU would be left off?
Yeah, I just don't think a two-loss ACC team is getting in this year. I don't think the ACC was good enough this year, top to bottom, for them to get in. If the Canes lose, they're dropping out of the top 12 ranking. And then just look at these teams. Mississippi, Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, all those teams, that's 12 through 15, are either two or three loss teams that people just think have stronger schedules in Miami this year, just based on the fact of where they play. So I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this doesn't even happen.
Right, right.
But I'm just not buying it. I'm just not.
All right.
I mean, bro, the Canes have one loss, and they're only the sixth seed. Like, who has Penn State played? Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois, I think, at home this year, and they keep ranking them ahead of Miami. Like, the Canes just aren't getting respect right now, even though they only have one loss.
Well, then handle your business.
Yep.
Win Saturday. Win the following Saturday.
Yeah. I'd feel a lot more comfortable with them at least getting to the title game. And then if you lose in the title game, you lose.
Having an argument.
But, yeah, I think the argument holds a lot more weight with a two-loss team having been in the ACC title game.
Yeah.
All right, so you have tonight the Florida Panthers hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. That game's on AM 790, Jimmy?
That is correct.
AM 790 tonight, because the Miami Heat, who lost yesterday, close game versus the Milwaukee Bucks. They were down 22. They go on a 26-9 run. Tie game down the stretch. Had a chance to win it. Then had a chance to tie it. But they end up losing to Milwaukee without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Second night of a back-to-back. They're going to play in Charlotte tonight.
All right.
That's a 7 p.m. tip, by the way. So
everybody healthy? Everybody playing?
No Kevin Love. I saw he is out. I believe Josh Christopher, Drew Smith missed yesterday's game. Josh Christopher's in G League. Drew Smith.
Who's that? Is he on our team?
Josh Christopher? Yeah, he's on our team.
Huh.
No, the Hornets are banged up. Miles Bridges is out with a knee injury. Literally, their injury list is seven deep. And
LaMelo Ball favorites tonight.
Yeah, LaMelo Ball was added to the injury list as well. He's actually been balling. No pun intended. Dude shoots every shot from half court, but he's actually having a really good season. He's probable to play with a wrist injury. We'll see though. Like, what does Jimmy Butler look like on the second night of a back to back? Because he's looked good. He's looked fresh. He's been going to the rim. What's he going to look like on the second night of a back-to-back? I don't know.
Probably arrest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game tonight.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Come on. Luis Suarez, he did sign a contract extension. He's staying with Inter Miami for another season. You know, I'm jacked up about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big NFL news was that Daniel Jones has found a new home after being cut by the Giants. About a week ago, or last Friday, really, Daniel Jones is going to play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. Will he be on the roster?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who their backup is. I mean, Darnold's been pretty good this year. So
he's been very good. Right. So it's obviously for a backup role, but I don't even know who their backup is. So I don't know if it's really for a third team role.
Let's see. I'll tell you right now. Nick Mullins and Brett Rypien are second and third team. Oh, and they had J.J. McCarthy. Remember? They drafted him out of that Michigan. He was supposed to start this year.
So what happened? He's not – I mean, like, who's the backup?
Nick Mullins is listed second on their depth chart.
So J.J. McCarthy is on the practice squad?
J.J. McCarthy had a season-ending injury during training camp.
Yep.
So
– yep.
But I think he was supposed to –
right, they got forced into Sam Darnold.
Right. He was supposed to start this year, or at least the plan was Sam Darnold, but then J.J. McCarthy would take over.
Right. When Sam Darnold stinks enough, we'll hand it over to J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Fast forward, they're 9-2 in the NFL's toughest division after starting like 7-0 or 6-0, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, so those are your big NFL notes, or the big NFL note of the day. Other than that, yesterday, Hawk, I don't know if – I know we don't talk baseball and we don't really care. Who won the World Series this year, Hawk? Do you remember?
Oh, the Dodgers.
They did. Well, guess what? The Dodgers are getting even better because they signed Blake Snell 5 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Juan Soto.
5 years, $182 million deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was playing for the Giants, San Francisco. So he was going just a little south to join the defending champs. Baseball fans very upset about this entire ordeal because apparently they're backloading, they're deferring money to the end of the deal again, just like they did with Shohei Ohtani. So people are saying, what the hell's going on here? Like, this is what small market teams do to compete with the people with the big payrolls. Now all of a sudden the Dodgers are saying, well, we'll do it too, and we'll just stack up our roster. That's your baseball.
I can't say I'm there yet. I can't say I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, just so far removed from baseball right now that I can't get there.
All right. Well, that's your.
Should I be outraged?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm outraged. I just know that's an article I read in The Athletic today. So that I don't really know.
That was baseball people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll check in with Jeff Passan, see what he has to say. And I'll get back to you. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows, they will be in the mid to low 60s. Going to get a little chilly again tonight. That is your weather.
Want to give away this Twin Peaks gift card?
Let's do it.
All right. What caller number do you want to take for this?
Why don't we do caller number... Let's do caller number 15. Oh, no, let's do 13 in honor of today being the 30-year anniversary of Dan Marino's legendary fake spike.
A very famous number 13 in Miami. Probably the second best 13 to ever play sports in Miami.
Yeah, I think that's right. Absolutely.
Behind Bam?
Behind Bam Adebayo, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, caller 13 gets $50 at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Watch the Black Friday game at Twin Peaks. They're going to have it going on at all the lodges. So caller 13, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. We are truly in the home stretch of the 2024 hurricane season because it ends, I think, on Saturday. What's the last day of November? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Saturday. Ends. No, it's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
That was perfect.
I had a 50-50 shot at getting that right, man.
But why did you just guess Sunday?
I felt good about Sunday. I really did.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get the Plagans in a second. I bet he likes Guns N' Roses.
Good call.
Every now and then, though, there's like a rock band that he doesn't dig for whatever reason. But I think he likes GNR. And I'm going to ask him. Remind me. Doug Plagans will be on the call for tonight's Panthers game from the Amerant Bank Arena. That game can be heard on 790 a.m. tonight. 790 a.m., 7 p.m. is when the pregame starts. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Plagans.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Can you explain to us what's going on with the Panthers? Because they had this great start, and then all of a sudden, they've lost four in a row. I was reading yesterday from some of the reporters that Paul Maurice was using a lot of curse words at practice. What's going on?
Well, they've just hit a bump in the road. That's all. And you look at the big picture here, and let's not forget, not too long ago, this team won seven straight. And that's why a seven-game win streak can come in handy. You build up some equity in the standings because it's a long season. You might hit a bump in the road. Panthers have played against some good teams. They've had a grueling schedule thus far in the season. Nobody's making excuses, but at the same time, that's why you go on a seven-game win streak, and that's why those wins are important, because when you inevitably hit a bump in the road like they have right now, they still find themselves in a pretty good spot, and that's why this game tonight against Toronto has a lot on the line, not only because Toronto's the team the Panthers are looking up at right now in the Atlantic Division, but this is a team the Panthers have had history against. It's a team that also has seemed to like some of the other matchups against teams that the Panthers have had history against. You look back to those wins against Boston a couple of times this year, Vegas, the Rangers. The matchups like this seem to be nights when the Panthers are able to, rise to the occasion and come up with a big time performance. So they're looking for one tonight. No doubt the Leafs are too. But again, I wouldn't read too much into this little bump in the road the Panthers have had. They're looking to fix a couple of things in their game. Paul Maurice was wide open about the fact that having lost four straight, doesn't love everything that's going on in the game right now, but it's a veteran team. They've seen what it takes to win. They know the system works. They can find it. They can work through it.
Crowder had asked me yesterday, he's like, what do you think is going on? And I said, he asked me, am I worried? And I said, no, I expected this at the beginning of the season, right? I expected them to have some hangover. A lot of people would expect, you play that much hockey, go to two Stanley Cup finals in a row, season after season, and you've played so much hockey that there would be some hangover, and there wasn't. So could this just be that beginning of season hangover, just coming a little bit later in the season?
I'm not sure I would call it that. And if you look back at the National Hockey League historically, you tend to see a lot more Stanley Cup carryover than you do hangover. And when I say that, what I mean is, you see a lot of teams come into the next season just firing all cylinders. You look at last season in their title defense, the Vegas Golden Knights, they started last season on a crazy tear. And then, had a few slip-ups, battled some injuries. Eventually, of course, there was no concern. They were a playoff team. Everything ended up being fine for them. But, they went through a stretch like that. I think you go back to after Washington won the Cup back in 2018. They came out the following season and they were on a tear at the, from the outset. So you see some of these things. I think the biggest thing to remember, the NHL season just has ebbs and flows. And you look at some of the teams the Panthers have played lately. They played some of the best teams in the league. Again, nobody's making excuses, but maybe the schedule has had a little bit to do with it, or maybe it is just the typical ebbs and flows of a hockey season. And the fact that when you're a team like the Panthers, and Paul Maurice has mentioned, they've dealt with this prior to this year. I know it gets magnified this season because the Panthers are the defending champions, but even going back to last season, everybody knew what this team was capable of. They were the defending Eastern Conference champions last year, and they got everybody's A game every single night. This is one that every team has circled on the calendar, whether you're going to Sunrise or you've got the Panthers coming into your building. This is a night that every team in the league has circled on the calendar. But at the end of it all, I have no doubts in this team. They're going to be able to get back in the win column here sooner than later. And this is a team that is still very much one of the contenders, not only in the Eastern Conference, but a team that's in that top tier of the National Hockey League and will be when the playoffs come around. There's not going to be anybody out there saying, geez, I hope we get the Panthers in the first round of the playoffs. It's just not this is a team that everybody still very much knows what they're capable of.
Hey, Plagans, should I be surprised that Reinhart, after 57 goals a year ago, is right now has a higher shooting percentage per game than he did a year ago? Like, is it surprising, or is that something you expected? Like, not only would he keep up that crazy pace, but he would surpass it this year.
Tell you what, it's borderline mind-boggling, because his shooting percentage last season was crazy. And this year, it's coming in so many different ways. I think the thing with Sam Reinhart is he can score off the rush. Everybody knows what he can do from right out in front of the net on the power play. Nobody seems to talk about how good he is at deflecting pucks. Part of it maybe because you have, you know, guys like Matthew Tkachuk who are kind of known for that as well on the team. But not really surprised at all, to be honest with you. I think after he scored 57 last year, anybody would tell you, it's tough to duplicate 57 goals. But this guy could do it, and you look at it, Paul Maurice has talked about it, over the course of his coaching career, he said that Sam Reinhart is right up there with Ron Francis, who's an all-timer, in terms of hockey IQ and hockey sense and, you know, the smartest players that he's ever coached. He says that Sam just reads the game so well, and because of that, this was an interesting point that Paul Maurice made a few days back, but he said that even on a night where Sam Reinhart might be behind it a little bit, or it's a game where, you know, things might not be going the best for the team, he's such a smart player that he's able to find those opportunities just because of how he reads the game. So he can do it so many different ways. And this is a guy that, again, you have some guys, you have Alex Ovechkin who scores and has scored a ton of goals. Steven Stamkos, same kind of thing, because they have that rocket shot from the top of the circle. Everybody knows it's coming, and somehow for over a decade, it's been able to work so often, even though teams are expecting it every single night. With Sam Reinhart, he can read the game so many different ways that he's able to score so many different ways. He's just proven to be such a special player and a key piece to this team. And long and short of it, based on last year and the way that he's come into this season, not surprised at all. This is Sam Reinhart. This is what we're getting from Sam Reinhart, the kind of player that he is.
Again, Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight from the Amerind Bank Arena, and you can hear the game on AM 790. First, real quick, do you like Guns N' Roses? We played Guns N' Roses coming into this segment.
I do like Guns N' Roses. I'll admit I don't go too deep into the catalog, but for example, I'm not breaking any ground here. Welcome to the Jungle, still in 2024, still hits harder in an arena than just about anything else you can hear, and it brings back the fond memories from the Jim Rome show going back several years.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the Jungle. And how about Thanksgiving, Plagans? Do you do a traditional Thanksgiving? Are you turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potato pie, or do you get a little non-traditional?
You know, I tend to lean traditional, but I'm open to mixing in some different things. The typical Thanksgiving dinner, you know, it's for me, I like it, but I'm fine with it being one time a year. You know, I'm not going out in the middle of July saying, man, I got to get me some turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce. It's just not something I'm doing. But I tend to lean tradition because I am one who respects traditions. I do like that, and I like that it comes once a year. And on that day, it just feels right to have a lot of the normal foods. But I'm fine opening it up to different things as well.
Because that's interesting. Because tomorrow, this is going to be our first time going sans turkey and stuffing and potatoes, all that, because I got tired of it last year, and I told my wife, I don't want to do that again. And so tomorrow, it's just me, my wife, my son, but we're having steak and Brussels sprouts, some mashed potatoes, cookie cake for dessert, some dinner rolls, but steak. There's going to be no turkey, no stuffing, no sweet potato pie, no green bean casserole. Do you think that it's not going to feel like Thanksgiving at the Hockman House?
No, I think you'll enjoy it just fine. I'll tell you this, maybe an unpopular opinion. I'm not a green bean guy, so if I were at your event, I wouldn't, I wouldn't. I forget, did you say you are having that or you were not?
You're not. We're having Brussels sprouts, but like Brussels sprouts with
goat cheese.
I wouldn't
miss green bean casserole. I wouldn't be looking around wondering where that went. I'm also not a brown gravy guy. Really unpopular opinion, but I'm extremely anti-brown gravy. Really most gravy of any sort. And also, I would not put mashed potato in the top 10 ways to consume a potato. Now, I'm not going to say I'm anti-mashed potato, but I just think there are so many better ways to eat potatoes.
Wow. So I'm guessing what? Baked potato, French fry, hash brown?
Waffle fry, shredded potato, scalloped potato,
Lyonnaise
potato pancake.
Oh, potato pancake's a good one, yeah.
Those potato cakes from Arby's, so many different
good.
Ways. Yeah, so many things better than mashed potatoes. But
is your family going to be down here for Thanksgiving, or are you doing it solo?
No, they will not be here. They will not be here. So I'll be going to the girlfriend's house this year, but family. So that's how we'll be enjoying it this year. So my folks,
that's kind of a big deal.
Doing a family. We got the quick turnaround here because the Panthers are in Raleigh on Friday.
That's kind of a big deal, though, going to the girlfriend's family's house for Thanksgiving, because Solana did that last week because they had to fit Thanksgiving in because his fiance's family was going out of town. Is that a big deal, Solana? I mean, you've known her for years.
Yeah, so. We've been dating forever, Plagans. They know they're locked in with me. They're not necessarily big fans of mine anyways, so it's just like one of these, let's just get through the dinner and peacefully, you know? Because I start breaking out all the takes, like my take with you, which is I'm not surprised, Hawk, to hear Plagans doesn't like mashed potatoes. He doesn't like liquid.
Well, he doesn't like gravy.
Right, but he doesn't love mashed potatoes either. Plagans, you don't like soup. You don't like liquid. Like, you don't like things
he doesn't like
that
mushy
consistent.
Stuff. He doesn't like. I think he's told that to us before, right? You don't like mushy stuff.
I am a huge, when it comes to food, I'm a big texture guy. And I don't like my food, like, soaked or drenched or submerged or floating. That's why I'm anti-soup. I don't want runny things on my food. Mm. I don't need that.
Interesting. Hmm. Are you bringing something to your girlfriend's family's house? Like, are you going to prepare something?
I'm responsible for some dessert items. So we'll.
What are you bringing? This is key. What are you bringing?
I'm bringing some cheesecake.
Ah, where'd you get the cheesecake?
Okay. The Cheesecake Factory.
All right, I'm just making sure because that's the go-to.
I went to a local manufacturer known as the Cheesecake Factory.
No, but that's the go-to because if you're going to bring cheesecake, I believe you have to bring it from Cheesecake Factory. If you bring cheesecake from Costco, I'm kind of like, does this person even care?
I brought, there will be several exciting varieties and, you know, I feel like it'll be a delightful experience.
That's a lot of money because that's like 40 or 50 bucks per cheesecake, no?
Well, money's no object when it comes to the Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, he walks in, he's the play-by-play man for the Stanley Cup champions. You got to throw it down big, and it sounds like that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Did you get the red velvet cheesecake?
No, I'm not a big red velvet guy, honestly. Mm.
That's their best cheesecake.
Yeah, that's one of the popular flavors everybody likes that I just don't get. And I'm not going to say I dislike it. Again, it's just not anywhere near the top of my list. And, you know, it's not something I'm going to pursue. If somebody says, hey, I got this, it's red velvet, try it, I'm not going to decline that. But it's not something I'm going to go out of my way to find.
I am shocked that you're a cheesecake guy, though, to be quite honest. That seems off the board for you.
I love cheesecake. I love cheesecake. Once upon a time, if we could do a little story time, once upon a time, my buddy and I were in Vegas, and it was days before. It was actually the day before the s'mores cheesecake debuted at the Cheesecake Factory. Ooh. I'm not sure if this was intentional or if we made a mistake, but we got in the rental car and drove out to Henderson, where the Cheesecake Factory was, out in the burbs, and we were going to get the s'mores cheesecake when it released. And the guy said, it doesn't come out till tomorrow, but we'll let you have it. So that was exciting for us.
You know, most guys get together in Vegas. They drive out to the Bunny Ranch or something. You drove out to the Cheesecake Factory for the s'mores.
Yeah, we wanted to get off the strip for a little bit for dinner.
All right. That sounds fascinating. That's my second favorite.
They didn't have a s'mores cheesecake at the Earl of Sandwich.
Vegas's finest Earl of Sandwich. That's my second favorite Plagan story now after Oz Hakim at White Castle, without question. All right, Plagans, have a good call tonight.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you guys later.
And happy Thanksgiving, too. Doug Plagans, tonight, AM 790, 7 p.m. is when the pregame starts. Panthers hockey tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You name it.
Hawk and Crowder.